It's the emergency break of the week.
You do wear panties.
Do not.
Yes. What are you wearing right now?
Panties.
Here we
Mike,
go.
Mike.
He's standing up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
Here goes the shirt up. Here goes the zipper down. And there's the...
Or technical meltdown.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Pulls his pants down and there is a testicle.
You wanted to see?
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We give you the candidates. You vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, folks, he is back. He has turned in one incredible performance in 2012. He has won Craig Rosengarten, Scart Sculling, as he is known. He stops down the tee box each and every week. He did it again. While they were talking about e-breaks, he e-braked. As he was trying to talk about the Marconi Award.
We were up for an e-break on Friday. Now, whether it's George Dunham, whether it's Jeremy Moran, their board op, or whether it's our two-faced spy, Dave Wilson, who jets these over to Jeremy and George
every week. Well, you know why they do it. It makes them... It shows that being a radio personality
is not
very easy to do.
Well, it also shows...
You know, they never win a Maroni, so they have to go beat up on us.
Wait.
And what's a Maroni?
What is a Maroni?
What?
What the hell's a Maroni?
Do you mean Marconi?
Yeah, you mean a Marconi Award, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Trying to defend an e-break by causing one. Yeah, sorry, musers. Hopefully one day you'll win your first Maroni Award.
Because you know what they do. They...
Over the last 15 years, how many times have we mentioned Marconi on this station in promos, individual shows? Every
thousands.
P1 knows it's the Marconi because we've talked about it so much. How does he not know?
Because he's an idiot.
All right, one more quick one there.
We were up for an e-break on Friday. Now, whether it's George Dunham, whether it's Jeremy Moran, their board op, or whether it's our two-faced spy, Dave Wilson, who jets these over to Jeremy and George
every week.
Well,
you know why they do it. It makes them... It shows that being a radio personality
is not radio host.
Very easy to do.
Well, it
and,
also
you
shows...
You know, they never win a Maroni, so they have to go beat up on us.
Wait.
And what's a Maroni?
What is a Maroni?
Kip Dynamite there. What's a Maroni?
That's what I'm talking about.
So there is Craig Rosengarten, also known as Scart Sculling, up for another e-break.
Who was that, Dave?
That's Dave.
He was pouncing quickly as Kip Dynamite.
Sounds like a pretty good
anyone
deal.
Can even know that.
All right, candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline, one Corby Davidson. Talking plumbing during a live spot, trying to say the phrase, do the job.
And when they do show up, they show up uniformed and drug tested and fully licensed, ready to treat your home with the utmost respect and do.
What?
What's going on?
Do the job the right way. Call him at 214 or...
Boy, he really got tangled up there, didn't he? Said it twice.
What did he almost say?
Oh, let's hear it again.
Come on, George.
And when they do show up, they show up uniformed and drug tested and fully licensed, ready to treat your home with the utmost respect and do...
What?
He kind of started pinballing there.
Kind of broke down.
This
right, so there's Corby. up for an e-brake, not to be outdone, as broadcast partner Rhines thought he would suggest this name. Uma Thurman just had the baby with the unusually long name, which had like five names or something like that. Well, Rhines had a one-word name that was ridiculous.
So who's the baby daddy here, Uma Thurman?
I'm not sure, but I do know she's nuts. I've heard from many inside sources that she's crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's watching baseball.
It is church.
Man. Pal.
So yeah. What'd she name it?
Puba? Here is the name. I'm sorry. What?
Puba?
Puba?
Yeah.
Puba.
Puba?
Yeah.
You're so gross. Here is her name.
You're insane.
Rosalind Arusha Arcadina Altaluna Florence Thurman Busan. Rosalind Arusha Arcadina Altaluna Florence Thurman Busan.
Should have gone with Puba.
Puba?
Yeah. Mm. Never heard that name before. Rhines is going crazy. He just doesn't care anymore about what he says on the air. So those are your three candidates. Is it Craig Rosengarten back once again, Corby or Rhines? 888-787-1310.
Do you think Corby and Rhines feel like PGA golfers used to about 10 years ago when they're in the final group with Tiger?
Yeah, they look over there, Craig Rosengarten with his red shirt on.
Yeah, so intimidated.
Yeah.
Just afraid they're going to get their doors blown.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what happens. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, stand by.
Okay. All right. Hi, sports caller. You're on the air. Who you vote for?
Give me the South Oak Cliff con man, and shout out to Drew Porter, Fire Mac Brown.
Okay. It'd be a vote for Rhines there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning. This is Garrett Wayne, young blood, an upstanding citizen. I would like to add, and I hope you win the Maroney next year.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes. I would like to vote on the e-break you're having today.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
The Christ has asked me to vote for the Cobra.
That's one of the most disturbing sounding voices ever.
Yeah.
Doesn't that guy sound like he's going to take a few lives later in the day?
Sounds like he's not doing well.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
North Texas sucks, and so do you, buddy.
Yeah. Why don't you come up here and say it to my face there, Chief?
That was not a vote.
I don't think that. Can we count that as a vote? I don't think we can.
Ass. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Does a Jewish plumber charge more or less?
Sir,
okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This segment's proof why you guys are never going to win a Maroney.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal sauce, born.
Okay.
That's why we don't win Maronis. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Can I ask a question first?
What?
How did George's promo where he said he and 30 people lost their lives not make the cut?
Almost, dumbass. Who you vote for?
I said almost.
Who you vote for?
Almost 30 people lost your lives.
Now, whatever, dude. Are you going to vote or not?
Good Lord.
Corby.
What's happening?
Thanks.
Damn, George.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Giorgio, you're a flawed guy.
There's no doubt about it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning. I'm going to vote for Corby, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Who thanks, girl.
Who are you?
You've so already weird. Matter. We've already been through the story. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Joey Bennett's shriveled Maroonie and Dean Fuentes Puba.
That's an undervote.
That's an overvote, actually.
Yes. Overvote.
Voted for two.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Maroney Station of the Year, the ticket.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Rhines, and I'd like to point out that my sack's hanging out, and I'd like to vote for the daughter of Cuba Gooding Jr., Puba.
Okay. That's the worst Rhines ever.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for Corbelly. I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an upset.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Five votes for Corby before Rosengarten.
I've seen this before.
Could get the fifth vote. So it goes to Corby for this odd copy point.
And when they do show up, they show up uniformed and drug tested and fully licensed. ready to treat your home with the utmost respect and do.
What? What's going on?
So, do the job the right way.
So is Rosengarten now like Notre Dame and the Cowboys, that people love him, but a lot of people are starting to hate him because he's so successful and vote against him? Is he that much possibly, of a powerhouse?
Possibly, but I would still think it's all too new to us.
Yeah.
This is the and first year he's really burst on the scene with tremendous performances weekly.
He's just like the Cowboys of the early 80s. He gets right to the precipice and just can't get past the NFC Championship game. Yeah. You know?
Well, how many wins is that for Corby?
That is Corby's 30th win all time. He's 28 ahead of Barack Hussein Obama.